Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into the world of wax melts.
Ooh, fun.
You know, I know some of you are probably maybe prepping for a meeting or just satisfying a sudden curiosity, or maybe you just love a good scent.
Kiss me.
Yeah, right. Who doesn't? We're going to be looking at a blog post from Scented Touch Shop.
Okay.
They're a UK company, and they lay out kind of like all the basics of wax melts, and you know why everyone's loving them right now.
I've noticed that they are having a moment, yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, like, what even are wax melts?
You're good, sister.
So the blog describes them as these little squares of scented wax, obviously, that you melt,
Right.
but there's no wick like a candle.
Exactly.
So it's all about the fragrance, no flame required. I mean, what do you think is driving their popularity?
I think convenience is a big one.
Yeah.
They're really easy to use. You could switch out the scents, whenever you want.
Oh, that's nice.
And the fragrance throw is often even stronger than candles, I've noticed.
Yeah. So the blog highlights a few of their top-selling scents, and just the descriptions have me intrigued.
Okay, let's hear it.
So one of them is called Luxury Vanilla Bean and Amber, which sounds so cozy, right? Like perfect for a night in.
Yeah, that's a classic.
But I'm really curious about this fresh linen and cotton one. I
Okay.
mean, I could never get my laundry to smell that good. What's their secret?
I know it's like that idealized scent of freshness we all want, right?
Yeah.
I'm also interested in their third pick. It's sweet berry and woodland musk.
Ooh.
It's interesting because it kind of blends the fruity and the woody notes. So
Yeah.
it's kind of capturing that transition from summer into autumn.
Oh, so smart. It's like they've bottled up the feeling of the changing seasons. And the blog says that these melts can last up to 30 hours,
That's a long time.
which is pretty impressive. I mean, what stood out to you about Scented Touch Shop specifically?
Well, they really highlight that they use 100% natural ingredients, which is, always a good sign.
Yeah.
And they really emphasize that their wax melts are handcrafted in the UK. So,
I love that.
yeah, it's supporting those local businesses and that craftsmanship.
Absolutely. Now, they seem to be very focused on using paraffin wax.
Right.
I've heard that there are different types of wax that are used in melts. Do you think that that impacts like the scent or the burn time or anything?
It definitely can, yeah.
Yeah.
Paraffin is a popular choice.
Hmm.
But there's a whole world of other wax types out there.
Really?
Yeah, each with their own, like, pros and cons.
Okay, well, before we get into all that, I need like a quick tutorial.
Okay.
Let's just pretend that I've never used a wax melt before.
All right, let's break it down.
How do these things actually work?
So you just place a melt or two in your warmer,
Okay.
turn it on, and then the wax melts. And as it melts, it releases that beautiful fragrance into the air.
Sounds pretty easy.
Yeah.
The blog says you can enjoy this scent for like 8 to 12 hours.
Wow.
But what about safety? Any tips they might have missed?
Well, you always want to place your warmer on a stable surface, obviously, heat resistant,
Right.
and away from anything flammable, of course, and never leave it unattended while it's on.
Good advice.
Safety first.
Safety first, always. All right, so now I've been enjoying my delightful scents. What's the best way to kind of get the most out of my melts?
Well, storage is key.
Okay.
You want to keep them in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight.
Gotcha.
That'll help preserve the fragrance.
Okay.
And don't forget to clean your warmer between scents. You don't want them mixing in there.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
The blog also mentions mixing different scents to create your own custom fragrance, which sounds kind of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's like being, your own little scent alchemist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's more than just melting wax, it's like crafting a whole experience, you know?
You got it.
But I have to admit, focusing on just one shop's wax melts has me like wondering about all the other options that are out there.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
We've been talking about paraffin, but I've heard of soy wax being a good alternative.
You're right. There's a whole world of wax types to discover.
Really?
And each one kind of has its own story to tell.
Oh, that's a great segue. So tell me more about these different wax types. What's the deal with soy wax?
Well, soy wax has become, really popular in recent years.
Okay.
And it's derived from soybeans,
Okay.
obviously.
Okay.
So it's a natural plant-based wax, making it a renewable
Oh,
resource.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's generally biodegradable and non-toxic, which really appeals to, the eco-conscious consumer.
So it's a win for the environment.
Absolutely.
But how does it actually perform as a wax melt, like compared to paraffin?
Right.
Does it have a good scent throw?
That's where things get interesting.
Uh-oh.
Soy wax tends to have like a softer, more subtle scent throw compared to paraffin. It's not a bad thing necessarily.
Right.
But some people find that paraffin can be a bit much, you know, too strong, especially in smaller spaces.
So it's really just a matter of personal preference.
Exactly.
Like some people like the boldness and some people like something a little more delicate.
Exactly. Some people want their whole house to smell like a garden and some people, you know, like a little whisper of scent.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So what about the burn time, though? Does soy wax last longer?
It does tend to burn slower and cooler than paraffin.
Okay.
So, you know, your melts will potentially last longer.
Yeah.
But that cooler burn can also affect the intensity of the fragrance a little bit.
Oh, okay. So there's like a little bit of a trade-off there.
There's always a trade-off, right?
Right. Longer burn time, maybe less potent scent. So are there any other natural wax options out there?
Absolutely. Beeswax is another one.
Beeswax, really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I've never even thought about that.
It's prized for its clean burn, and it has a naturally sweet, honey-like aroma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's also known for its air purifying properties, which is really interesting.
So it's like the overachiever of wax melts.
I know, right?
It does it all, but I imagine it's probably like super expensive.
It can be a bit pricier, yeah, and the scent selection might be more limited.
Okay.
But for those who value purity and a natural aroma, it's a fantastic choice.
Wow. So it seems like there's really no like perfect wax. It just kind of depends on what you're looking for.
Exactly. It's all about personal preference and finding what you like.
I'm starting to understand why people like get really into wax melts.
Me too. I get it now.
There's so much to consider.
So much.
It's more than just like, oh, I want my house to smell good.
It's an experience.
It is. It's like an art form almost.
It is. Like you're creating an ambiance, a mood, a whole sensory experience.
Yeah, and you can blend different scents and waxes to like get a very specific vibe.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening, I have to say.
It was so fun.
So for our listener who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this wax talk, what are like the key takeaways that they should remember?
I think the biggest one is that there's no right or wrong way to enjoy wax melts. Yeah. It's about understanding your own preferences. You know, do you want a strong scent that lasts forever? Do you want something natural and eco-friendly?
Yeah.
Or are you more drawn to beeswax and those unique properties?
I never would have thought about beeswax.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's all about finding what works for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
And your space.
And it sounds like there's a lot of room for experimentation, too.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to try different waxes, scents, and brands.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
Okay, so exploration is key. This deep dive has certainly, like, opened my eyes to the world of wax melts. I mean, there's so much more to it than I initially realized.
There really is. It's fascinating.
It's like this blend of science and art and personal expression.
It's so true.
And I'm kind of feeling inspired now to, like, you know, try out some new wax melts and maybe even experiment with making my own blends. But
that's awesome.
I know, right?
I love that. But before we get too carried away,
yes,
I think we need to bring it back to Scented Touch Shop.
Yeah.
Because remember, they were like our starting point for this whole deep dive, and they seem to be pretty committed to using paraffin wax.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think they might be like missing out on the benefits of these other wax types that we've been talking about?
That's a great question.
Well, we are going to explore that a little bit further after a quick break.
Okay.
So we'll be right back to wrap up our wax melt adventure.
Welcome back to our deep dive into wax melts. Before the break, we were talking about all the different types of waxes that are out there.
Yes, so many options. It's a whole world of wax.
I know. We were starting to learn about soy wax.
Right.
Like, why is it so popular? Soy wax, it comes from soybeans.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's natural, renewable. That's a big plus for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Environmentally conscious.
Definitely.
And generally, it's considered biodegradable and non-toxic. Which is great.
Okay, so that's good for us and the planet.
Exactly.
But like, practically speaking, how does it actually perform as a wax melt?
Yeah, that's the real question.
What's the scent, like, compared to paraffin?
Well, soy wax tends to have a softer, more subtle scent throw. Now, that's not a bad thing, necessarily.
Right.
Some people find paraffin to be a bit overpowering, especially in a smaller space.
So it's all about what you like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people want their whole house to smell like, you know...
Exactly. Some people like want that bold in your face scent, you know, and
yeah.
Some people like a little whisper scent. It's all personal preference.
Exactly. Okay. So what about the burn time, though? Does soy wax last longer?
It does tend to burn slower and cooler than paraffin.
Oh, okay.
So your melts might last a bit longer.
Okay, that's good.
But, you know, that cooler burn can also affect how strong the fragrance is.
Ah, so it's a bit of a trade-off then. Longer burn time, maybe a less intense scent.
I guess there's always a trade-off somewhere, right? Right, exactly. Aren't there any other like natural wax options that are worth trying?
Ooh, yes. Beeswax is another really interesting one.
Beeswax, really?
It has a really clean burn, and it has this naturally sweet, honey-like aroma.
Oh, wow.
And it's also known for its air purifying properties.
Air purifying. So it's like the overachiever of the wax melt world.
It does it all, but it can be a bit more expensive.
Right. Yeah, that makes
And the
sense.
scent selection might be a little bit more limited.
Okay.
But for those who prioritize purity and a natural aroma, it's a great choice.
Wow. Okay, so it seems like there's no one like perfect wax. It just kind of depends what you're looking for.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm starting to see why people get so into wax melts.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
There's so much to consider.
So much. It's not just about, oh, I want my house to smell good.
It's a whole experience. It's like an art form.
It is. You're creating an ambiance, a mood. It's a whole sensory experience.
And you can like, you know, blend different scents and waxes to create very specific vibes, I imagine.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening. So for our listener who maybe is feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all this wax talk, what are like the key takeaways? What should they remember from all of this?
I think the biggest thing is to remember that there is no one right wax for everyone. It's about knowing your preferences. Do you want that strong, long-lasting scent? Are you looking for something natural and eco-friendly? Or maybe you're drawn to beeswax and those unique properties it has.
I never would have thought about beeswax. It's amazing.
Yeah, so it's about figuring out what works best for you in your space.
And it sounds like there's a lot of room for experimentation.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to try out different wax types, different scents, different brands. See what you like the most.
Yeah, exploration is key. So this deep dive has really opened my eyes to the world of wax melts.
Me too.
There's so much more to it than I realized.
It's a blend of science, art, personal expression,
It really is. And I'm kind of feeling inspired now to try out some new wax melts,
Yeah.
maybe even try and make my own blends.
That's awesome.
But before we get too carried away, I think we should bring it back to Scented Touch Shop
Okay, yeah.
because they were our starting point and they seem to be pretty committed to using paraffin wax.
Right.
So do you think they're like maybe missing out on the benefits of these other wax types we've been talking about?
That's a great question. Let's explore that a little bit further after a quick pause. We'll be right back to wrap up our wax melt adventure.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been on this whole journey exploring wax melts.
It's been a wild ride.
I feel like I've learned so much about the different waxes and scents and, you know, the whole art of it.
Yeah, it's way more than just melting some wax, right?
It really is. It's like creating a whole mood, an ambiance.
It's a sensory experience.
Exactly. But okay, before we go too far down that rabbit hole, we need to bring it back to Scented Touch Shop. Remember, they're the company we started with, and they seem to be pretty committed to paraffin wax.
They do love their paraffin.
And they talk about the benefits of it in their blog posts,
Yeah.
right? Like, it's the classic choice.
Yeah.
Strong scent throw, it holds a lot of different fragrances.
Right.
And I mean, they really have curated some beautiful scents, I have to say.
Yeah, they have some nice options.
I'm still kind of drawn to that luxury vanilla bean and amber one.
It's a classic for a reason.
It just sounds so cozy.
Vanilla is like universally appealing, right? It makes you feel good, comfortable.
Yeah, totally. And I'm also still thinking about that sweet berry and woodland musk.
Ooh, yeah.
The way they described it, like capturing the transition from summer to autumn,
So creative.
it's kind of poetic.
I love that. It really shows you the power of fragrance to evoke emotions and memories,
Absolutely. Like a good scent can transport you.
It can, yeah. Take you back to a different time.
Totally. So we've talked about soy wax and beeswax. Do you think Scented Touch Shop is missing out by just sticking with paraffin?
Well, paraffin does have its advantages, but it's important to remember it's made from petroleum,
Oh, right.
which is a non-renewable resource.
That's a good point. And soy wax is more sustainable because it's plant-based.
Exactly. And beeswax is a natural product too.
Yeah.
So there are environmental factors to think about.
Right. And that might be really important to some people.
For sure. For a lot of consumers, that's a big deciding factor.
So it's about doing your research.
Exactly.
And understanding the different options.
Right. Being an informed consumer.
And finding, like, a balance.
Exactly. A balance between what you enjoy and what you believe in.
I love that. I feel like this deep dive has really helped me understand all of that.
Me too.
And it's made me think about the products that I choose, you know? Mm. And it's made me want to try new things, maybe even try to make my own wax melts.
That's awesome.
I know, right? It's been so inspiring.
I love it.
So for our listener, what's the most important thing to remember about wax melts?
I think the biggest takeaway is just that there's so much out there. Don't be afraid to explore different wax types. Experiment with scents. Find what you love.
Embrace the possibilities.
Exactly. There's a whole world of fragrance waiting to be discovered.
That is a great note to end on. Well, that's it for this deep dive into the world of wax melts.
So fun.
We hope you enjoyed it and that you learned something new along the way.
We'll see you next time.
And until then, happy melting.